In my new job, I was confronted on an almost daily basis with issues I thought I had left behind at the VA. My experience with combat veterans had so sensitized me to the impact of trauma that I now listened with a very different ear when depressed and anxious patients told me stories of molestation and family violence. I was particularly struck by how many female patients spoke of being sexually abused as children. This was puzzling, as the standard textbook of psychiatry at the time stated that incest was extremely rare in the United States, occurring about once in every million women. Given that there were then only about 100 million women living in the United States, I wondered how 47, almost half of them, had found their way to my office in the basement of the hospital. Furthermore, the textbook said, there is little agreement about the role of father-daughter incest as a source of serious, subsequent psychopathology. My patients with incest histories were hardly free of subsequent psychopathology. They were profoundly depressed, confused, and often engaged in bizarrely self-harming behaviors, such as cutting themselves with razor blades. The textbook went on to practically endorse incest, explaining that such incestuous activity diminishes the subject's chance of psychosis and allows for a better adjustment to the external world. In fact, as it turned out, incest had devastating effects on women's well-being. In many ways, these patients were not so different from the veterans I had just left behind at the VA. They also had nightmares and flashbacks. They also alternated between occasional bouts of explosive rage and long periods of being emotionally shut down. Most of them had great difficulty getting along with other people and had trouble maintaining meaningful relationships. As we now know, war is not the only calamity that leaves human lives in ruins. While about a quarter of the soldiers who serve in war zones are expected to develop serious post-traumatic problems, the majority of Americans experience a violent crime at some time during their lives. And more accurate reporting has revealed that 12 million women in the United States have been victims of rape. More than half of all rapes occur in girls below age 15.